As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. Oh, it's a Saturday morning, the 19th day of April. Thank you for letting us be a part of your weekend mornings. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all y'all on the south side in Jonesboro.
All right, now.
All y'all out there.
Home of the Cardinals, home of the Fighting Harry Douglases.
And the Clayton State College.
Well, is there too.
Yeah, been out there to that place. And I don't know if it's still there, but the National Archives, the Southeast.
Okay.
Is there, or maybe it's just Georgia's, but they got that there. All right, before we talk to our guest really quick, Sean, and thank you for getting up and being part of this, but I got to do a real quick shout out. I mentioned this throughout the show there. The Easter Shootout Baseball Tournament is going on. It's out there at Hunter Park. Now, the one I'm going to talk about right now is the 8-and-under kid pitch, right? And team 614. Now, I made somebody a coach who wasn't really a coach. But he's still very prominent there. But Coach A, Coach Josa, forgive me if I said that wrong, assistant coaches Brandon, Timmy, and Austin. They had two teams that participated. You had the 614 versus the Canes. And we've got a final, Sam.
Got a final?
The final score
this is just in.
614-1, Canes 6.
Whoa.
Not a pitching duel.
No.
But that is the final. And there's another game at 12:30 today. But listen, the folks wanted to let everybody know, the people that we communicate with that are letting us know about this tournament. Best of luck to the entire 614 team. And special shout out, Sam, to Emerald Hart. Emerald Hart from Chief Brandon, a.k.a. Peepaw. People still call themselves Peepaw?
I guess they do.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, Peepaw. So anyway, there you go. Emerald Hart, that is a special one from everybody. And there's the update on that game. We got a couple other events going on we'll give you updates on coming up in a bit. We got to talk to guys up north there. We got to talk to a guy who knows where to get good pizza and knows what's going on in the world of the NHL. John, it's been a minute since we've had John, buddy. Happy New Year, and we bring you on to let us know what's in store for us as the NHL playoffs begin.
Well, it's one of the greatest days of the year, guys. So, yeah, it's a pleasure to talk to you, no doubt about that. I'm actually heading to the rink right now, a day of hockey for me. I have a game to broadcast this afternoon, and then the playoffs start this afternoon. So just a fantastic day, fellas, no doubt.
All right. Can we go back for the season? A couple stories. And the main one is, Sam and I talked about this the year that Barry Bonds was approaching Hank Aaron. That was the story that everybody talked about, not just baseball fans. This was one of the untouchable records, and you can feel how you feel about Barry Bonds, but it was still news. Do you feel that the Ovechkin approach of Gretzky and then breaking him was covered the proper level? and given
yeah,
it its due?
Yeah, I think it was. I do. I think it was. It was, you know, it wasn't points. I think points is something altogether different, and I don't think anybody's ever going to touch Wayne there. One of my favorite weird stats in sports, fellas, if Wayne Gretzky never scored a goal in the National Hockey League, he'd still have more assists than anybody else had points. I mean, that's insane. But goals is an incredible thing, and I think Ovi got his love, and he deserved every bit of it, fellas. You know, this is a guy as recent as a year ago, it looked like he might be done, and then he broke his leg. I mean, my goodness gracious, he broke his stinking leg and was able to come back from that and go on a tear and break this. So he gets, as far as I'm concerned, he gets all the flowers. He really does. He was absolutely remarkable. What an incredible career.
Fantastic, folks. Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline. Always great to hear with this guy, with Sean Bolesian. He is social. You can find him at Sean P. Bali, at Sean P. B-E-B-A-L-I. Always find him there. A lot of great things that he has to deal with us. Okay, you know, maybe we're here in Atlanta, so maybe we didn't get the bounce on this stuff as far as Ovechkin go. I thought it was huge for him to do that. But that's just one of the things that we looked at coming down the stretch as we get set for the postseason. That's getting underway. What are you looking forward to most?
I think it's completely wide open, fellas. I do. I'm not just saying that. You know, it's Washington was clearly, you know, the best team in the East, but they've got a ton of questions about them. And conversely, the Winnipeg Jets were the best team in the West. And I think if anybody follows the game even just a little bit, everybody knows they're kind of the Maple Leafs of the West. You know, they find new and intriguing ways to lose come playoff time. So I think when you add that up, when you add all that up, there's an incredible amount of drama going into this. I think, guys, I mean, just one man's opinion, I think it's better. It's certainly more intriguing when there isn't a clear-cut favorite. And I think there are fans in numerous cities, you know, maybe as many as 10 that are sitting back right now saying, we've got a legitimate shot to drink from Lord Stanley's chalice. I mean, we really do. I mean, the Stanley Cup is what every kid dreams about, you know, as you're growing up playing hockey. I won the Stanley Cup 1,000 times in my backyard alone. So, you know, I mean, really, this is the opportunity. This is the opportunity of a lifetime for people. And that's what makes this marathon so much fun.
You know what? You mentioned some places, but you didn't mention any of the teams from the Sunshine State. And they've been such a factor in recent years. Why are you not mentioning either one of those folks?
And they're in the first round, though.
Well, you know what's interesting? I like Florida a lot. I think they're running out of gas. I really do.
Okay.
They played so much hockey the past couple of years. And I think down the stretch, you kind of saw them run out of gas. Tampa is like, I don't know, like that horror movie villain, you know, where you think he's gone and then he just pops back up, and you know, Michael Myers or whatever the case may be. I mean, it's incredible what they continue to do. You know, it seems like the last couple of years people are going, all right, they're beginning their initial descent, you know. But listen, when you still have one of the best goaltenders in the league and Andre Vasilevsky, you give yourself a chance. But no, honestly, to your point, Sam, there are two of the teams that are in the mix for sure. There's no doubt about it. I think the part of the problem with that, though, is they're going to kill each other in the first round.
That's it.
I mean,
yeah,
they really are. These are two teams that are going to pound each other, and I really wonder how much they have in the tank after those two go to hockey war in this first round.
Hey, Sean, I was out in Las Vegas last week, and you would think that they only have one professional team there. They got, you know, they don't have a basketball team, but they're getting a baseball team and they've got a football team. But the white hot anticipation in that city sports wise is all surrounding the Golden Knights. And it reminded me of the first year Atlanta had Atlanta United here, which went on to win the cup. Now, it's been a couple years since they got the Stanley Cup, but that team and that city behind it just kind of came off as special. What were you going to say about them?
They're my pick. Honestly, I think they've flown under the radar. They really are. I think people forget how big they are. I think people forget how deep their defense corps is. And I can't help but think, and we were just talking about this in the previous conversation, You know, they wore the Florida Panthers out when they beat the Panthers a couple of years ago. Make no mistake, they like leaned on them. Bigger team. They had more depth. You know, Florida was really banged up at the time, and Knights, you know, had their way with them and everything. I like Vegas again. I really do. I think that's the team that I don't quite understand it because they're still loaded. But for some strange reason, it seems they've kind of flown under a lot of people's radar. And if I had to pick a team out of the West, and it really, really is a crapshoot this year, but I would honestly, I'd still pick Vegas to represent the West when all is said and done.
Again, Sean Bilesian joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I want to take you to some other area here, unless you got one more hockey question, because I wanted to bring up what we talked about earlier. And long as we had you here, Sean, we had a couple things we wanted to ask you about. We just got off the heels of the college basketball season ending, and we all witnessed, you know, the Spartans go through what they went through. But more importantly, we saw an all-time coach visibly struggle with the moving landscape of college athletics these days. And my question to you is, when you come on here, you are a professional. As much as you hate talking about those Wolverines, you will talk about the University of Michigan. But we know your heart. You're a Sparty, and you're a Michigan State guy. And my question to you is, what is being said, what is being talked about up there in regards to Tom Izzo and his program and the future of college basketball in that state, university?
I'll tell you, before the season started, a vast majority of people point blank thought that perhaps this new landscape had passed Coach Izzo by. I think a lot of people felt that way. And it wasn't verbalized a lot because, I mean, guys, I'm sure you know this. If you don't, I have no problem telling you. The man is a treasure. He really is. He's just a class act. Everything you see about him is real. He's just a genuine guy. And obviously, I think his track record speaks for himself. And he had to change on the fly a little bit. There's no doubt about that. He had to get involved in the transfer portal a little bit. He lost some. They picked some up. You know, that kind of routine. But at the end of the day, you know, a lot of what he said is spot on. I don't get it during the tournament, guys. I understand that Pandora's box has been opened. I understand that it's not going to be shut again. But I think, you know, when you're having this type of stuff during the tournament, you know, when you're seeing this type of stuff left and right, boy, oh boy, that's something maybe, again, we're not going to shut the door, but maybe we can put some time constraints on some of this and say, hey, you know, there's a freeze period here. The day after the tournament ends, hey, everything's back to the wild, wild west and everything. But boy, I don't know, guys, if it's a good idea to be doing stuff like that. It's, you know, you're still talking about college kids. You're still talking about distractions. You're still talking about, you know, strange circumstances that can pop up. And, you know, so with the run that they made and obviously getting involved a little bit in that world, I think Tom has saved himself, but I think anybody with half a brain in their head knows it would be very difficult for a lot of teams today to go win a national championship. That's just the way it is. There are advantages somewhere that there aren't in other places, and nobody in Big Ten land likes to hear this, but guys, nobody from the Big Ten has won a title in a quarter of a century, and that's when Michigan State did it 25 years ago. So, yeah, it was a weird year, but I think Tom got some of that mojo back. You know, it's like how Stella got her groove back, how Izzo got his groove back, and you know, making the run that they did and winning the Big Ten. Well, that's nice, but I think a lot of people are at that point where, as I stated, to think about winning a national championship again in today's landscape, I think it would be far-fetched. I do. I hate saying that, but, you know, you have to be objective about it, I suppose.
Sean, before we let you go, I got to ask you. You're in Big Ten. You talk about how long it's been since a conference team from that conference has won, and the SEC was the conference that really dominated this tournament. Anything you see about that as far as, you know, this is supposed to be football country down here, and SEC took over basketball this year.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? What a role reversal the last couple of years. You see a couple Big Ten teams win in college football. I mean, what on earth is going on? More power to them. I mean, honestly, it really was the dominant conference this year. Make no mistake. think about that. I don't know how anybody could argue otherwise. And, you know, it's the typical Big Ten. It kind of reminds me all those years during football. We keep telling people what we're surely going to do the next year, and while the SEC keeps doing it, you know, and I think that's the big difference. So, and by the way, I'm not saying that it flipped in college football yet. I think it's an oddity. Maybe we have that conversation after the season ends. If it's three in a row, then, oh boy, maybe things are starting to change. But no, it certainly looks that way. Look, again, when you haven't won a title in 25 years, you can't stand on the stage and yell at anybody, guys. I mean, they're just not getting it done on the big stage.
Talk about treasures. This dude is a treasure.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Sean, listen, I know you got to go call a game, but I want to thank you, as always, for making time for us when you come on here. We just enjoy the you-know-what out of you.
Thanks so much.
Anytime, fellas. Always a pleasure to chat with you.
And Ashburn says hello.
I'll tell him I said hello.
All right. All right, man. Listen, you have a good Easter weekend. That's Sean Bellegian joining us. Up next, getting us ready for Atlanta United is Jason Longshore. It is Sam and Greg. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. It's Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning. You know, you hear that music, you know it's time to hear the voice of Atlanta, one of the voices of Atlanta United. That is Jason Longshore, who, by the way, is our fifth Beatle. You know that. When Sam is out or I'm out, Jason's the guy who comes in here and just has fun with us. It's you know, he can have fun. Not like his own show that's very professionally done, you know, like on, you know, the nights when he does the Atlanta United recap. He has fun when he comes with us, making fun of me with Buc-ee's and all that sort of stuff. So, but Jason, before we get to you, I had a really important information I got to pass off because we hit this earlier in the show. Maybe this is somebody you might want to scout out. But, you know, today was the I-9 spring basketball games at Crossroads Church of Dunwoody. Did you know about that?
Dunwoody.
Yeah, we mentioned that earlier.
I did not know about that.
And they have a player on this team that folks need to keep an eye out for. She is Eliza Hu.
Really?
4'1", a twisted steel, Sam. Anyway, she was ready. She's the star of the Thunder, which will be taking on the Comets today. So they played them. Okay. Now, let me tell you what happened. It was a nail biter right down there to the end, Sam. And Eliza, she had 2 blocks, 3 steals,
ooh,
and 2 free throws. The woman was a presence in the game.
It's all about the defense, though.
There you go.
There we go.
But unfortunately, Liza's team, they came up a little short. 15-16 was the final, but they'll be ready for next week. But, folks, all the scouts out there, remember the name. Liza Hu.
I'll let my people know.
Yeah, you do. You let Atlanta United know, because I think she's a two-sport athlete. I think she does play soccer. Anyway,
there we go.
I want to thank her mom, Katie Moorcraft, for letting me know about this. So Katie, shout out to you and the entire family, Moorcraft family, who are probably going to have a great Easter weekend. But Eliza, I want to say that right because I said it wrong earlier. E L I Z A. That's Eliza, right?
Worth a no.
Okay.
In most parts of the world.
Yeah. So anyway, there you go, Eliza. You get them next time. Mr. Longshore, how are you, sir?
I am good. How about you guys?
Doing great, man, except we want to, you know, want to check in with you and see what's happening with that crew and see if we can get us one.
How do you describe
it? Look, it's just down.
I'm sorry.
It's just down to producing. Like, no, it's all good. It's just down, like, the way that the team is playing, the production, like, stats. I mean, we can go through all of that stuff, but it is just down to in key moments executing and producing, making plays, and that's what you're going to have to do in a game against Philadelphia, who is not a team that is going to give you a chance to breathe. They're going to make it difficult for you. Just got to execute, and this team hasn't executed consistently enough in their first 8 games this season to get the rewards that I think the overall balance of play deserves, but you don't get measured that way. This isn't, you know, a competition where you're getting judged. It's a competition where it's about the scoreboard. And right now you're not putting the ball in the back of the net enough, and you're not keeping it out enough.
He makes it sound so simple.
He does. He makes it. And I
wish it was that simple, but it's not.
The funny thing is most sports are. You hit ball, run ball, catch ball, whatever. But as you say, it isn't that simple. So as you look back at these 8 games, what's different about this team when they're winning? I realize all the elements aren't the same as last year, but – what is it that they're doing this year versus the success they had either early on or last year, last season?
Yeah, I think something that sticks with me is what Ronnie Dyla was talking about in his media availability on Thursday. And I've said it multiple times since. It's one of the best media availabilities I've heard a coach give because it was so thorough and so clearly spoken, but also talking about some pretty high-level concepts. And I think one of them is the way that this team wants to play that is different than really the 2 different ways we saw last year. Because you got to remember that Gonzalo Pineda wanted the team to play a certain way.
Right.
Rob Valentino, I think, had to have them play a different way based off what he had to work with, which wasn't the same as what Gonzalo had in the first half of the season. Thiago Almada and Yorgos Giakoumakis weren't there in the second half. So he had to change. He had to be more defensive. So for players who are in this team who are on last year's team, and I thought Ronnie really nailed this when people want to start yelling about this player needs to do this and this player needs to do this. They started last season with an idea of building up the play, keeping possession, maybe being a little bit slower to get up the field, but trying to keep control by having the ball. You know, if you have the ball, the other team shouldn't be able to create as many opportunities. Okay, that's one way. When all the changes happened and you didn't have as much attacking firepower and you couldn't have the ball as much and you needed to be stronger defensively to hold on, you had less of the ball and you sat deeper defensively. So you stayed deeper. You weren't getting as high up the field, but you had to defend and have less of the ball. Okay, that's a pretty radical shift in one season. Well, now you are a team that wants the ball. You know, that's part of it, but you're not looking at keeping the ball as much. You want to be a little more vertical. You want to get into the attacking half quicker. But the most important thing that Ronnie talked about is your line defensively. You want to be very high up the field, very high up the field. That is radically different than how this team ended last season, where they were very deep behind the ball. And I think you saw, like, the difference against Miami and Orlando, for example, in the playoffs. Miami, great strategy because you got to be deep behind the ball because of all their firepower. Orlando was a game where if you're higher up the field, maybe you can take advantage of Orlando defensively a little bit. Maybe you can control the game a little bit more in that half of the field. You didn't have the players to do it. You do now. So you're higher up the field. That is three radically different ways of playing that this team has been going through in, what, 16 months, 18 months? Take some time, and they've got to get comfortable doing it, and they've got to understand it, and they've got to understand how the interactions happen. But I think what we've seen in these first eight games is when they get it and when it's good, it's really good. But they've got to trust in the way of playing, and they've got to, more than anything, just execute. You know, you have momentum, you got to score. Your things are going against you a little bit, got to hold on at times, got to defend better. You know, I think this team needs to get over that hump and build that confidence in this way of playing because I really like it. I think it's well suited to this team. It's just got to be more consistently executed at a high level.
Folks, we are pleased always to spend some time with Jason Longshore. And he is social. You can find him at Longshore. And you won't have to wait until after Hawks games anymore for Atlanta soccer tonight. And not after last night. Well, you won't have to wait. People won't have to wait anymore.
I mean, it's true.
Not anymore. You know, that's the thing that's happening with you. Talk about this team you're going to be facing here in Philly. What are we going to see, and what are some I's we want to dot and T's we want to cross?
I think something that's interesting, going back to the high defensive line and playing high up the field and putting the opponent under pressure, Philadelphia likes to do that too. They do it in a different way. They want even less of the ball. They want to press. They want to give you the ball and then turn you over and go to goal. So they're going to be high up the field. So it's going to be interesting to see where this game really gets played. You know, I talk a lot on calls of the thirds of the field. You know, if you're looking at it from an Atlanta perspective, you're talking about the defensive third, the middle third, and the attacking third. This game feels like one that could be really bottled up in the middle third because both teams want to be high up the field and it's going to be condensed. Atlanta's got to look for those opportunities to get over the top and get in behind a back line that isn't the best when you put them under a ton of pressure. I think Philadelphia is a good defensive team, but a lot of that is defending in the attacking half. When you make them have to defend in their own half, that's not where they want to be. That's not where they're comfortable. So with Lotte Lott's pace, with Miguel Almiron's pace, you've got to test that a little bit here. And it's something that if you're looking at elements to enhance the way this team wants to play, I think that's one. Looking for at times the simple ball over the top, because this team in Atlanta can also press and make an opponent uncomfortable. And you get the double whammy of playing that ball over the top of Lotte Lott can outrun a whole lot of defenders. Cool. If you play it over the top and he outruns that defender, cool. He's running at goal. Great. Opportunity there created. If he doesn't, if it's not the perfect ball, if they drop and they defend it and they win it, all right, they're running towards their own goal. They've got to bring the ball down. They've got to turn and try to control it and try to get forward. Meanwhile, you've got Lotte Lott. You've got Almiron. You've got Saba. You've got Maranchuk. You've got maybe Lennon, maybe Amador, maybe Sleish, maybe Muyamba, all running at the ball. So just think about that if you're Philadelphia and you go back, you win the ball, you turn to try to play forward, and you've got
six, seven red shirts running at you. You might freak out and lose the ball, right? That's another element to this, just to get into like some nuts and bolts of the way teams can play. That's another element that I think Atlanta can lean into at times when things aren't going perfect. Play long, try to run it down. You don't run it down, turn the other team over, and then go to goal where they're unbalanced. And that can create some opportunities too. I think that's going to be something that we see both teams try to do in this game tonight.
The thing about Jason, by the way, Jason Longshore joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, he gives such thorough answers.
Yeah.
Every time I reach for a question to ask him because I'm trying to, like, increase my soccer knowledge, he answers it before I can get a chance to even ask him. And so now I'm scrambling.
I'm reading your mind at this
you
point.
You really are, man. I'm telling you, you get into the basic questions anyway. But one of the things that did pop into my mind is you talk about the ebb and flow of this team and trying to pinpoint whatever the issues are. Just real quick before we leave here, has the team – has the crowds dissipated some? The support for this team at its white hot zenith, is it still regularly, if not there, but close to it? They've not backed off. They've continued to support this team?
No, I think it's the thing that we see with every team in Atlanta. When things are good, people are there and they're loud and they're boisterous. Just go back to the playoffs last year. Go back to that Miami game. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't after a great season either, but the fans responded and they were there. That's sports, you know, and I think that's the thing about soccer in Atlanta. I can't say this for every city in this country, but I would lean to it being the case. We're past the idea of, you know, people aren't going to keep coming out to see the soccer team. I think it's people are going to come out and see the soccer team and be into it when the soccer team's playing well. And I think there is an element of playing an exciting brand of soccer that increases that affinity. I think that's something that Atlanta United has always tried to be. I think they've tried to be a team that plays at a high level, but also plays at a high attacking level to entertain. And that's an element that I do feel like is important. I feel like in some markets, teams that are super defensive might lose that fan base, not forever, but for a little while, when they're not winning and the soccer's not all that exciting. That's something that Atlanta United has always tried to be at. You can't guarantee it, but they have tried. I think it's what you're seeing and what I'd like to see is in games, and this is just the nature of where Atlanta United has been over the last couple of seasons. I think the fans get a little antsy at times. And this is probably the same for Falcons fans too. When things start to go well, you know, you get that boost of energy in the building. And it's really important. I think in soccer and maybe basketball are the two that have the kind of ebbs and flows in games that fans can absolutely impact a game or a match with getting into it and being loud and making it difficult for the opponent. You see it in stops and starts in football, but it happens. You know, you see where a team gets distracted, where they're trying to come up to the line. Those things are so important, and I hope that this fan base can realize that power that they have at times because they can kind of push the team forward. But when the team's playing well, the numbers are there and the volume is there in that building more than anything.
Yeah.
When they're not, yeah, it drops off, but that's sports, right? That happens with everybody.
I ask you in a way because they, of the professional teams in this city, they have a very, very, very strong and dedicated fan base, and it's vast. We got a lot of folks that ain't from America living in this city that make sure that's a destination when Atlanta United hits the pitch. And I was just curious if they're still there. But no, you lined it up perfect there. I want to remind everybody, though, Atlanta United at Philadelphia. Jason, of course, on the call. Pre-kick at 6:30, kick at 7:30. And have fun up in Philly. Are you going out in Philly? Are you doing anything when you get up there?
Cheesesteaks?
No.
Nope.
I don't want cheesesteaks.
But yet, if you were in Green Bay for the draft, he'd find something to do. And that's a bigger city, Philadelphia. See? So he didn't even want
to
go.
I've never been to Green Bay.
Well, you would enjoy it.
That'd be different.
It would be different.
Philly's great, but this is a business trip. Atlanta's got to get something going in this game. So
all right,
this is a business
look
trip.
Look at it. He ain't even trying to talk about restaurants. He's going to talk about what's going on up there. All right, Jason, listen, we'll be enjoying the call later on, and thank you as always for getting up and joining us, buddy.
Thank y'all.
There you go. Jason Longshore on the call with Mike Conte tonight. It is Sam and Greg. We're going to wrap things up. Got a couple little items that we have not even got to yet. It is Sam and Greg again, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and take us with you in the Odyssey app.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 19th day of April. Yes, put Reservoir Dogs on your movie schedule for the weekend and check out this scene. We got John Fricke coming up top of the hour. He will be taking over for us. Again, we just want to thank you guys for letting us be a part of your weekend mornings. We never take it for granted and always want to let you know that we're thinking of you, and hopefully we are providing some entertainment. We're trying to get out a lot of scores. We had a lot of stuff that we got to today, not just sports-related, but things going on around the city on this special Easter weekend.
NASCAR No Cup Series race tomorrow, but they're racing at Rockingham, which is a big deal. They haven't been to Rockingham in like years, a couple of decades. You know, when NASCAR grew and expanded and moved to tracks in different parts of the country, and it's something that the old school fans kind of scoffed at because it used to be this little regional event, right? Everybody could pack up their car and drive. You know, where they're going to be this week? Well, it'll be in Atlanta. Next week will be in Nashville. Then it's going to be in Martinsville. It's going to be in Darlington. You know, it was this little network of places in the Southeast. And then all of a sudden we get this place out on the West Coast. We put tracks in places like in different parts of the country. And so it's an effort really to give something back to those fans. Remember we saw the Clash move from L.A. To Bowman Gray Stadium in Winston-Salem. They go back to North Wilkesboro. That track hadn't been used for cup cars in a long, long time. They have their all-star race. Meanwhile, they give you something new and different like the Chicago Street Race.
Yep.
So, I mean, Vegas, that's the thing they've been able to do. Yeah. Vegas, you know, places
Texas
like
road
that.
Road race.
Absolutely. So they've and more road race courses that they've been running with it. So it's been a nice mix of that plus some nostalgia. It's going to be the CW today, and our friend Adam Alexander is going to be on the call. The Xfinity Series, Truck Series ran last night. Tyler Ankrum was the winner of the Truck Series race, and the Xfinity Series will run there this afternoon. Matter of fact, they're going to qualify in less than an hour. They're going to qualify at 11:30, and they're going to run later on today. So that's what's coming up for NASCAR this week. College baseball, we got some teams doing really, really great. Georgia obviously is 33-7. They're at Vanderbilt this weekend. Georgia Tech is 29-9. Coach Hall has announced he's going to retire at the end of this season. 29-9. Wouldn't it be great to get him a trip out to Omaha if they did well in the ACC and go to Omaha? That's the way. And it seems like they're really trying to get him to that for his final time.
Is there a baseball college Hall of Fame?
College baseball? I believe there is a college baseball Hall of Fame. I'm pretty sure.
And then my next question is, who is the gold standard in there? In other words, we got the John Woodens in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that person in baseball?
My goodness, it would probably be one of the coaches. I'm thinking the coach that was at Mississippi State for a long time would be one of them. But probably coaches at places like Southern Cal and UCLA mm-hmm. are in there for sure, that have been there for a long, long time. And also, at tip of the cap to Georgia State. Georgia State is 23-17 there at Southern Miss. They won last night. They're trying to fight for the top spot in the Sun Belt, so they're playing good baseball. Matter of fact, hey, Noel, next Tuesday, over at Panthersville, Georgia State playing West Georgia.
I
got to say this, the alma mater.
Oh, you got his hand over his heart.
They played back on March 18th, and the alma mater won.
Uh-huh.
Brand new D1 program, first year's of D1, beat Georgia State down in Carrollton. They're going to play them at Panthersville next Wednesday, 6 o'clock. I think I may cruise through there.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get a ticket for that. Let me know, Sam. We can pull up together.
All right, we're going to do that.
Make them take you out afterwards.
In our wolf gear.
This sounds a lot like when Garrett was producing us.
Yeah, with all the Georgia Southern, right?
Yeah, Sam went back and forth with him on Georgia Southern.
State. but that's what's coming.
Mike Dillon.
How about that, right? You know what I mean? We do that and have three of us out there. That would be nice. Also, don't forget, over at Georgia Tech today, the Georgia Tech Invitational Track Meet Day 2. So you want to see some great track and field action today. Want to see some folks out there running and throwing shot puts and all kind of things. And, I think they have the hammer throw. That thing's always dangerous. You want to be in the right place when they turn that thing.
Well, you want to be behind the person throwing it.
Yeah, you do.
Or a wall behind that person. And you definitely don't want to be at the other end to catch it.
No, you do not. But that's happening today. All the matter of fact, they got some of the field events now, and 11:30 they're going to be on the track. So that's over at Georgia Tech.
Plus, every time we mention track and field, my mind goes back to the video of that dude being in the wrong place at the wrong time and the javelin hit. Y'all ain't never seen that video. Can go to YouTube.
I don't want to see that.
There was an actual track and field event. And somebody was doing something and paying attention over here, and they should have been paying attention to first where they were standing, and the javelin thrower threw it, and this guy was at the wrong place at the wrong time.
He was watching something else. He's watching somebody out there running around the track. And
No. And plus, we wouldn't be telling you this if he was if he perished from it. It got him in the leg, the thigh, or something like that. But it was like, right there.
You can laugh about it because
he's okay.
He's okay.
But also,
other than that, man, if you're in the infield doing track meet, you got to pay attention.
You better keep your head on.
Right.
That's one of those.
There's people. You got pole vaulting. You got people flying. And you got objects flying. And you got people running around. You got to keep an eye on it.
An episode of Benny Hill.
There you go.
Hey, did we mention now you just got me thinking Benny Hill. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, the car show. There is a car show going on at a place that we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
We don't promote it, and we don't get nothing free from. But we want to let you know, Herb's Ribs is having a – now think about this. Herb's Ribs is having a meet and greet.
I see that.
Got a car show going on
today. I like
today
how you did that.
From 11 until 3. I want you to come on out there in Mableton. It's on Veterans Memorial Highway. You will see it on their website, what's going on out there. But there's a car show. So I want to mention all these things happening this Easter weekend, but let's get back to the one. It's rhetorical, of course. You can't give us an answer, but we have wondered from minute one of this show, are you using real eggs this year for the Easter egg hunt because of how expensive the things are?
You're just wondering. You're wondering if people are doing that, and because, people would dye them, and you go and hide them out there, and you turn the kids loose to go out and look around and find.
I think you still do.
No.
No, I think you still, I'll tell you why.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why.
That's a little pricey, dude.
I understand that, but you know
who's going to do that?
Families. People with young kids.
Because well, the kids going to need them for breakfast next week before they go to school.
You're talking about some hard-boiled eggs. I'm saying that I think it continues, and I'll give you a bigger analogy why.
Why?
Because, A, it's spending time with your child because you usually make the
eggs. Don't have to have the real eggs to do that.
You don't have to, but you do because the kid won't know the difference. That young child doesn't know how much the price of eggs are. They just know that they're not doing it the real way because they're going to talk to their friends. Oh, we use real eggs. How come y'all didn't? And then you get into that whole thing that Eddie Murphy talked about. Yeah. And I'll tell you another reason why I know it's going to work.
Keep the kids from communicating about it.
Well, good luck with that.
Don't let kids talk about it.
They hang out at Green Bar Mall like you told them. They find out about this. But here's why I know this is probably going to be the case in most homes. Because we all as adults felt a certain kind of way about the strike when it happened in Major League Baseball, right? We wasn't going that next season until the next season popped and young Bobby or young Sally pulled on mama's shirt or daddy's coat and said, I want to go see the Braves. And parents don't have time to explain their issues with this team and why they went on strike and the money that's going on and all that stuff that we talk about. They just want to please their child. And because of that, they suck it up and they take them out to those games. And that's what happened back after the last strike. And that's the reason why mothers and fathers will buy the eggs. It might be a six-pack back, but they will buy eggs, real eggs, hard-boil them, and do the painting because it's a bonding session.
Think so?
With your kids, yes. It's one of those things that parents and kids do. That's all I'm saying. That's why I believe it will continue. Not in all houses, but in a lot of them, it's that time spent with parent and child. That's my argument. What do you think? Go on, defense attorney.
Nah.
Okay. All right, well,
the thing's going to cost too much, man.
That's my thought. Listen.
You know, so we didn't mention with Jason Longshore, that's a big event today, I think, for MLS. Mm-hmm. Messi is in Ohio, and they have their team is in Columbus, where they play in a stadium that's smaller. They're going to move up to Cleveland. They're going to, yes.
They lost a bet?
They're going to play in Cleveland. They're playing the Brown Stadium. They can get more people to see Messi up in Ohio.
Okay.
Yeah. And so as a best, I mean, who else can cause that?
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
And so he's going to make them move that game out of Columbus and play it up in Cleveland, up by the lake. And they're going to hopefully, if they look to probably get, I don't know how many thousand people they're going to get in that place. If they get, I don't know, the stadium holds over 70,000.
You ever been in there?
Not in the new one. I went to the old one.
You went to the mistake on the lake or something like that?
I went to that old one, man. And sat behind that pole. She had the obstructed view seating. That's where my family could sit. We bought them tickets with the obstructed view. We sat right there, peeped around the pole, and see, you know.
Was it a Browns game or something?
Baseball game. Ooh. At the baseball game. And so it's August, and you're there on the lake at night. You still better take a jacket.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's still kind of cold.
Yeah. Absolutely, man. Yep. So Messi in Cleveland today. I don't know if the dog pound will come out for this. I'm not sure. They will come out.
No, you just actually turned a phrase, and it was kind of, you know, Messi,
right?
Messi in Cleveland.
Messi in Cleveland.
That's what they say about the whole city.
Hey, man. That's
we ain't going to say nothing bad about D-Led. That's
no,
what his folks
man.
Are.
Oh, man. No, no.
I was thinking of him last week. There was something going on. He put his mock list out.
Okay.
D-Led.
Okay.
And, you know.
And he's getting ready for a big week. Of course, obviously, he's been going to the pro days at the different colleges around the area just to get his stuff together. D. Orlando Ledbetter be all over the draft this week.
Want to remind you, if you weren't listening earlier during casting call, if you played football, high school, college, if you're playing it now, there is a movie that needs you. They also need you if you just look the part. I mean, they literally say, we're looking for men, 20 to 40s, and if you got a football body, but not necessarily played football, we still need you. This is a movie called, well, the working title is Santa Maria, but it is the biopic for John Madden.
Yeah.
And I added these two this past week. You'll see it up on Get Cast with Greg on X, and you can also see it at 929thegame.com. It's last casting call. Roselock Casting looking for what it says is action football players. Those are the ones that will actually be in a simulated game.
Okay.
All right. I don't know who the stars are. All I know is the guy who's playing John Madden shouldn't be playing John Madden. Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
Unless hopefully they've changed that. Anyway, any ethnicity, 22 to 40 years old. They want you to have significant playing experience in high school or college. Now, after that, they need sideline football players. And this is literally how it says, males with a football body but don't have the experience. So you'll go through fitting. You get paid for that. And you're just going to stand on the sidelines, 22 to 40 years old, 6 feet and taller, 200 pounds plus. That's going to shoot from May 12th through July. Also have a need for multiple football-related roles, refs, ball boys, coaches, things like that. And I'm going to try my best to get Roselock to hire you as a coach.
Hey.
So you can get in this movie.
All right.
I've been trying forever.
I'll do that. Right, I'll do that.
You absolutely could be a coach. Who could you be? You could be like Archell.
There we go. We want them to get one of the caps like he always used to wear.
Yeah, Archell. Well, he was playing then, but, you know. So you'll see that under Roselock Cassie and also The Good Daughter. But any questions about any of this stuff, greg.clarksonodyssey.com. And like I said, you can see the list up on Get Cast with Greg on X. And there you go. I want some credit for something I did not do today.
What's that?
Did you guys notice I went through this entire show, no LU2, without one birthday or insignificant piece of information?
Because we had a whole lot of other stuff happening.
That don't never stop me.
I know it. We had other stuff
but
happening
I did today.
Well, you did.
I shut it down. I was so happy to be back, you know. And I left
you
money in Vegas.
You better tell everybody Luther Vandross' birthday is tomorrow.
Yeah, ooh. See? That's right. Say it again.
Luther Vandross' birthday is tomorrow. Ooh. Never too much.
There we go.
There you go.
And go watch the documentary.
Yeah, all right. Braves are playing tonight, 7:15 game time over at Truist Park. Chris Sale on the mound. Let's see if they can make it back-to-back wins.
John Fricke is up next. Listen for this voice, Mr. Crenshaw, Friday with the morning shift. He'll be in there with Mike, and we'll be back next week. Thank you for letting us be a part of your weekend mornings. It's Sam and Greg and Noel on the other side of the glass, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And take us with you on the Odyssey app.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.